Let's turn to Colorado and the aftermath of the massive flooding there. The water is receding, but now there's a new concern: oil spills. The floods damaged tanks and wells, causing thousands of gallons of oil to spill into or near rivers. This has further angered people who were already concerned about drilling in the state. Grace Hood from member station KUNC reports.
In recent years, hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling technologies have enabled more oil and gas production along Colorado's eastern plains. The boom has led to thousands of well sites across the state. As heavy rain entered the forecast, operators shut off wells and equipment in flood-prone areas, and then water rose.
So as the water crested, there was a tremendous amount of, I think, earth moved in some cases to where the foundations of some of these tanks actually washed out underneath them.
Dan Kelly is vice president of Noble Energy's operations in the area. The company reported four spills amounting to almost 9,000 gallons of oil. In some instances, the floodwaters quickly swept the oil downstream. In others, the company had to sop up the spilled oil or use vacuum trucks. Kelly says his company is still trying to access a few sites.
Due to the waters, due to the currents, due to some of the other issues with potential pollutants, bacteria and some of the things that we are very concerned with, we have not aggressively pursued trying to get into some that still have risk.
The bacteria he's referring to comes from raw sewage and animal excrement from feedlots that have also spilled into floodwaters. Overall, state officials are warning people to stay away from the water, but not everyone can make that choice.
There's a ton of junk in the water right now.
Rancher Cody Lostro is riding on horseback near the town of Milliken, downstream from one oil spill in the area. It's the only way he can get around near the South Platte River. He's searching for a cow he lost in the floods.
So just another thing we got to deal with.
In total, state officials are tracking 12 what they call notable oil releases in the region. Colorado's oil and gas regulatory body has multiple teams in the field assessing the effects of floodwaters. Energy companies themselves are conducting aerial surveys of their equipment. Some sites remain unreachable by land because roads are too muddy or have been destroyed. Overall, state officials estimate about 1,300 wells remain shut down right now.
For that region, that represents about 14% of the oil production.
Tisha Schuler is CEO of the trade group Colorado Oil and Gas Association.
So it's a significant amount that is not operating right now.
Schuler says in some places it could take months for repairs and testing to happen. There are also public concerns about potential fracking wastewater or chemicals that may have swept into the floodwaters.
To the best of our knowledge, there were no pits in the flooded areas, and so we're confident that the order of magnitude of impacts that we've seen so far, which are relatively minor, is what we'll see as the floodwaters continue to recede.
The state of Colorado and the oil and gas industry has made a terrible mistake.
That's Gary Walkner of the environmental group Clean Water Action. The recent spills are moving groups like his to call on state and industry officials to revisit the rules governing where oil and gas drilling can take place in floodplains.
If there is any silver lining here, it's we have the opportunity to change that as we move forward and create much better regulations that will protect the public and the environment and, of course, our water sources as we move forward.
Other public discussions on oil and gas development along the Front Range are expected to develop this fall. That's when voters in five Colorado communities will weigh in on ballot measures that seek to limit or ban the practice of hydraulic fracturing. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood in Boulder, Colorado.